Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Gresh and Keith.
To a rolling left with the grain, and down he goes. Slung down at his own 48-yard line, Josh Tupu. And,
Andy Gresh.
We're all very, very concerned, so the best news that we could get is that everything is checked out, that he didn't have anything more serious than a concussion. He'll be flying back with us here on the plane.
Rich Keith.
Whoever it is, our coaches and everybody that handle that and make a good decision, I do what I do every week. I play defense, and so as long as I can suit them up, that's what I'm going to do, and I ain't going to worry about that other stuff because I really can't.
Gresh and Keith, right now.
At the end of the day, we all got a job to do. So, you know, nobody's really caught up in who's playing or who's not playing. You know, I think it's best for everybody to just be focused on their job and, you know, doing whatever they can to help this team be successful.
On WEEI.
We're into the final hour here on this Friday. Aggression Keith, Andy Hart in for Keith for one final day. Keith expected to be back on Monday. We found out that Tua Tagovailoa, concussion, although he got on a plane and flew home. I don't know how that exactly correlates in terms of normally people on concussions don't hop on an airplane right away. But again, I guess that's all part of the mystery here. We've heard Bill Belichick today talking about Mac Jones being at least present at practice, maybe standing on a far field near a kicking net or something. But he's out there to continue this charade. We also found out the Boston Celtics signed Blake Griffin to a 1-year guaranteed deal.
Championship.
Oh, boy. And we've also talked a lot about the Packers and the Patriots on the field. And let's get to you. Oh, and Heim Bloom's offseason approach. We got to that through some of the funnies of the Bradfoe show. So we have covered a lot here today. And folks want to talk about it with us at 617-779-7937. We will get to the football calls. But longest order await, Matt in Walpole on Heim Bloom's offseason approach. Final hour, Gresham Keefe. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, you guys were talking about how Heim, obviously when he came into this role as GM, he had to make that move to trade Mookie. There exists a player who's in that Mookie Betts situation that he can go trade for, and he should go trade for, and it wouldn't cost that much, and it's Shohei Ohtani. There's no secret that the Angels are not going to pay Shohei Ohtani when his contract is up at the end of next season. And I think if I'm Heim Bloom, or John Henry for that matter, with the amount of people that would come to watch him at Fenway Park, I'm on the phones with the Angels going, what do you want? And I don't think it would cost you a Casas or a Bayo or a Mayer.
It would cost you all of them, Matt. I mean, this is a guy who for 2 years in a row now is, in the words of Rich Keith, socking dingers and striking people out. He almost had a no-hitter last night. What's he, 15-8 as a starter? And I don't know how many bombs he's up to, but I think it's over 30. And it's like 2 years in a row. And by the way, again, I know people don't like to hear about the business of sports. They're also trying to sell that baseball team as Artie Moreno. And if he's going to, you probably get a better price from some rube who wants to buy it by saying, I have Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Trout and Anthony Rendon and a whole bunch of prospects that weren't good enough to play on a last place team.
That being said, if I can get Shohei Ohtani and not give up Casas or Mayer or Bayo or any of those guys, I'd be all for it. Now, you would have to pay him, And that's also one of the layers to anybody that would be looking for Ohtani is this idea that he is one of the most unique contracts that will ever be signed.
No doubt.
Because do you consider him an all-star pitcher and an all-star hitter? And if so, do you just add up those two contracts at $30 million a year and say he's baseball's first $60 million a year player because he does both?
He's going to arbitration next year. Yeah. So he's arbitration three eligible. Shohei Ohtani this year, $5.5 million.
He's going to get like 10 times that soon.
You know what? You're probably not far. Mike Trout has consistently been the highest paid player in baseball. Shohei Ohtani has the opportunity to surpass that on a yearly average. And by the way, I would say that even what Aaron Judge is about to get, I would dare say that Ohtani, with another good year, has an opportunity to be able to pass that on a yearly average basis. But definitely, in terms of trading for the guy, oh no.
Why not?
I don't think you're – no, meaning you're not getting him for a song.
Right.
You're
that'd be my problem.
Right.
What are you giving up to get him? And it's interesting, Matt brought up the Fenway Park entertainment. Remember, that was a part of the Dice K value, was the entertainment dollars and how our games are going to sell halfway around the world, right? Like, people are going to be paying attention to this team and that injection. Now, maybe they learned a lesson from that. Maybe that wasn't quite as valuable as they thought it was.
Also,
I have no idea.
They also paid a $50 million posting fee.
Yeah.
So they paid $50 million to negotiate a deal with him that was worth $50 million. So in reality, he turned into a $100 million player.
Did they get returned?
No, I don't think so. And look, a part of the reason that Hideki Matsui ended up as a Yankee was because the Yankees were able to tap into some of the kind of Japanese advertising. I think there was like a big television company that had a sign on the wall out at Yankee Stadium for a long time. I don't know if that ever really happened here at Fenway Park in terms of Dice Gay.
There were some.
Plus, if I remember correctly, I think the Red Sox had, there was the point in time where it was, we need to show that we're a player in the international market. Like, I think there had not been that kind of spending. And to your point, there was the, hey, we got to let everybody know that the Boston Red Sox are serious if we're going to start bidding on players from Japan or other countries.
Right. But just on the surface, every team in baseball would take Ohtani. Every team.
Everybody would.
I mean, he's the most unique player borderline ever, or since Babe Ruth, right? He's that unique and impressive and talented. Now, I don't know. I would like to get some baseball people what their long-term projections of Ohtani are.
Because
like,
Ohtani's 28, 29.
Right.
He's older to be hitting free agency.
When you sign him for 8 years or 10 years, as baseball contracts often do, what are you envisioning in year 6, 7, 8? Is he still a two-way player? Would you ask him at some point to pick and choose one? Which one is more valuable? I think most people would say great pitching is more valuable than great hitting, but I would be interested to see, because they have to, all these computers and these projections.
Right.
Like, I know there's no comps. It's not like you're going to comp them to some other.
Oh, no.
But you have to have some modeled projection as age and everything creeps up, what you think he could and would be.
And what do you want him to be? Do you want him to come in and be a starter? Do you
want
him
both.
To come in and be the DH? Or do you
want
to continue to try and do
caboodle.
Both?
I want to have the most entertaining player in baseball if I'm paying him north of $40 million a year.
Yeah, and I texter just sent in to 37937. You'd have to give up your top three prospects for him plus players, and I kind of agree. It ain't a cheap deal to go trade for the guy. Kevin and Lawrence with Gresh and Keefe. Hart's in for Keefe. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to give a little bit of love to a hometown guy from Lawrence High, Wild Bill Quinlan. He won his first two Super Bowls on the Vince Lombardi. He was drafted by Paul Brown in 58, spent 2 years there and was traded, spent 8 years altogether in the NFL, graduate of Lawrence High School.
Nice.
So he never really gets mentioned. Just want to give him a little bit of love. He lived half a mile up the road from me.
Nice.
He passed away 6 years ago.
That'd be a good jersey to have. I mean, how many people were drafted by Paul Brown and traded for by Lombardi? Gresh, who else you got?
I don't know.
Why are you so angry?
I'm not angry. It's just...
What's wrong? It's Friday. Embrace it. Have fun. Weekend's here.
Mark in South Portland, Maine with Gresh and Keefe. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a couple things. The first one is funny, but you were talking about the Red Sox when they had their, we have to show that we're interested in international players, and you were trying to think of names other than Dice K. And do you remember the famous Rusney Castillo, who I think might still be at AAA?
I think Rusney Castillo just bought a house in Pawtucket. He just settled in. He settled in down there. It was like when Manny went down there and he was like, oh, I want to stay here.
He certainly didn't need a house in Boston.
No, he didn't. Not at all.
And I don't know what happened to him. I mean, I remember he was incredibly talented prospect, but it just never panned out. And I think we're still paying him like $12 million a year or something. But anyway.
I think he came off the books this year. But Mark, you're right.
Just played itself out.
There were, Rusney Castillo is the all-time worst sort of, I mean, free
agent.
It's
like an $80 million AAA player.
I think it was like, it was like $70 million, whatever it was,
But when everybody always says, what's the worst contract they signed, that has to be up there. He didn't play in the major leagues. He was a AAA player. I'm not even sure he was a 4A player. He was a AAA player that you paid north of $70 million for.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he was good to those guys. I've never done any research, but if you're a $70 million
player. On Rusney Castillo, these are the kind of things keep you up at night.
In the clubhouse, you better be good to those other.
When Alan Craig was making his, $9 million or something playing in Pawtucket, hopefully he was okay.
No, I'm talking about
those
guys that are making even less than that.
No, of course. Oh, no. I know what you're saying.
You better be buying lunch and suits and whatever the hell else.
Suits?
Help the guy out with a suit.
That's kind of a tradition that feels like it might only happen at the big league level anymore, you know?
Well, when there's big league money at the minor league level, he should spread a little bit of it.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of paying for buffets and stuff like that. Like when Chris Sale would go pitch in Worcester, he would always load him up with food and a couple extra TVs.
I hope so.
I had to go see my guy at Pinnacle for some extra TVs after he beat the hell out of him out there in Worcester.
I will be going to your guy at some point.
So I'm telling you, I got sweet hookups.
You're a little shady, but you got sweet hookups.
They're not shady. Just like yesterday, I got a good price on parking.
Because not only am I going to take the TV, I'm going to cross state lines with it. I feel like lots of offenses are going on.
Well, maybe you have to get into your yacht and sort of sail your way there. And
international
then that way
waters.
You're in international waters. And you don't have to worry
piracy.
About it. You're a pet, right? There you go. You're the pirate. We got Flush Fund Friend. Flush.
Don't blame the old guy from Lawrence. That's all you.
Oh, that was great.
Paul Brown and Vince Lombardi wanted the same player. That's impressive.
Back in 1951, there was a guy. Goodness.
It's just punch me in the face.
I bet you that guy would now the way you just made fun of him.
Well, I'll take that hit, I guess.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to the guys.
Gresh and Keefe on WEEI. Follow the show on Twitter at Gresh Keefe.
You say you stand.
Anybody else got some 1950s high schoolers we want to mention today? 617-779-7937. It's that kind of day.
You're still worked up over that.
I worked up over it. It's just
it's Friday. It's the fourth hour. The weekend is coming. Enjoy it. What's wrong? What's wrong with an old guy reminiscing about his old pal?
There's an interesting story behind this, Nickel.
Yeah, I guess when you play the Green Bay Packers, that's the kind of stuff that you
Bill started it. It's not the caller's fault. Bill's talking about freaking Lombardi and guys from the 80s years ago?
I blame Bill.
Yeah, blame Bill. That's he said that a couple weeks ago. When things go wrong, just blame him. This show, the calls, if they went a little wrong, blame Coach Belichick.
We will get to Flush Fun Friday coming up. Some of the Week 4 games in the NFL. You ready for Sunday, 9:30 a.m., Vikings-Saints from London? Spitzbot cheerio, get up early to watch some bad football. At least the guy who's got a broken neck won't be in there, so we don't have a calamity like we had last night.
Governor. That's what I remember from over there when I went over there with the Patriots. Governor. Everybody said governor. Morning, governor.
There's also governor. Bookies on every corner. Bet shops everywhere in London.
Well, we were also told, like, don't go a block from the hotel in a certain direction because it was bad news. So I avoided that direction.
What? You and Paul Perillo? You know how many London street thugs that would run the other way if they saw you two?
Well, I also would have just, you know, as long as I'm with Paul, I'm fine because you don't have to be the fastest guy. You just can't be the slowest.
You got to outrun him.
They can kick his ass while I run off.
What a terrible person you are. Poor guy. Poor Paul. He could choke on a Werther's while running.
Hey, whatever.
Viking Saints, it looks like there's actually Michael Thomas for the Saints have already been ruled out. And it doesn't look like Jameis Winston is going to play.
Sorry, Brits.
So they go all the way across the pond for arguably their best offensive player, well, maybe aside from Alvin Kamara.
Who hasn't been great.
Who hasn't been great, but Michael Thomas on the way back. And again, look, Jameis Winston shouldn't play. He's got a broken neck, for God's sakes.
Why can't he put his neck on the line? Oh, what a pop! Well, they're going to lose anyway.
What
happened? The Vikings are better.
When did we turn into an old Elks Club beer night?
When the guy from Lawrence
jokes
called.
And that guy calling? Good grief. Bills Ravens 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Now that should not be a 1 p.m. game.
What gives in that game, in your opinion?
I hope.
Bills on the road, by the way.
Yeah.
At Baltimore.
The Bills secondary is a concern going up against Lamar, who is throwing the ball down the field and is making some plays, and Rashad Bateman and some of that going on. Now, he's embarrassed the Bills at time. Mike Milano has one of the worst highlights against Lamar you'll ever see from a couple years ago on the goal line. I think that's just a fun matchup. The Bills should be the better all-around team. They kind of kicked away last week's game. The Bills should be undefeated. They kind of kicked away last week's game. And I think they're the better all-around team, but this is just an MVP matchup. This is a game that could sway MVP voting. Because I think these two guys are going to be in the running for MVP all year long. And people may look back and say, but Lamar outlasted Josh Allen in week four. Or Josh Allen bested Lamar in week four. And that's why they're my MVP vote.
Feels like overall record might tie into that a little bit as well, unfortunately, because it's quarterbacks. Like, if it were two big-time running backs or wide receivers that were competing for it, I don't know if the wins would matter as much.
But there is
a little bit of that. But the numbers for both guys
What's Lamar? 12 touchdowns right now with rushing in,
when you add them all
combined,
together, I think it's
in three games?
Right around there, yeah. Well, and Josh Allen has been, you know, one of the things about the Bills that every time I bring this up, it's, I am jealous they don't have him. And it's like, no, it's realistic to say the Bills count way too much on Josh Allen. I mean, throwing the ball, running around, making plays, that's one thing. He is their rushing attack. There is no one else on the Bills that you look at running the ball and be like, yeah, that's what I got to worry about. Josh Allen is, what was Randy Moss' line? You could put the earth on my shoulders.
Yes.
Earth. That's what it feels like Josh Allen is that the earth is on his shoulders to be the driving force on that football team. And God forbid the guy has a half a bad day. It feels like the Bills are toast at that point.
I think you could argue there's irf on both shoulders of both quarterbacks, that this is an irf matchup. Now, I know J.K. Dobbins is trying to come back, and that could change that offense. They would like to diversify their offense, their running game. But that's what these guys are. And it'll be interesting with Josh Allen, because I think a lot of people reacted to the opener against the Rams when he was running, he was stiff-arming, read options,
he looked
he's
great.
Running guys over, but not sustainable. We had this conversation with Cam Newton a couple of years ago, not
correct.
Sustainable. And they're going to be in the playoffs. You want him doing that on January 20-whatever
right.
in some title game, and you don't want to risk it, but... Do you get caught up in the moment? Does he get caught up in the moment of it's me and Lamar? Like, we're going tete-a-tete today. Both guys get caught up in the moment. It's a fun matchup.
For a
Sunday at 1, it's a fun matchup.
By the way, Bills on the road, 3-point favorites in Baltimore. How about this one? Two teams at 2-1, Bears at the Giants. I think the Bears offensively, they have not been good.
No.
But somehow they're 2-1, and the Giants... They had their hiccup against Dallas. Is this kind of a get-right spot for the Gigante to go 3-1 in your close personal friend, Brian Daboll?
So, yeah, my pal Daboll let me down a little bit last week, but I still think he's a pretty good coach. They just got to figure out the team and the talent. Saquon Barkley is back. People that like to make fun of him for a couple of years and the pick, he is a great talent.
Giants minus three at home.
Yeah, I think Justin Fields stinks, and that was validated this week. And I know you love when I plug the Six Rings podcast, but when we were talking of our pal Peter, had some last name, from the Packers.
What a plug.
He said Jordan,
Cottontail.
He said Jordan Love is the fourth best quarterback in the NFC North, that he's already better than Justin Fields, and he thinks he will be better than Justin Fields. Because I asked him, you know, would Jordan Love, Brian Hoyer, how would that matchup go? And he thinks the Packers would win that game too. So, yeah, I'll go with my guy Daboll. I like Daboll.
I'm with you. I think the Giants bounce back. I'm with you. Fields,
imagine being a Bears fan.
Not good.
I mean, I know the Giants have been that for a while now. You're spinning your wheels, new coach, talent, high picks, new quarterback. Is this the guy? I guess I probably shouldn't say imagine. Patriots fans need to be careful, or they might be going down the spinning your wheels road.
Yeah. Let's not go there. Good Lord. Also, 1 o'clock. Who would have thought that this might be the game of the weekend? I know we got Bills Ravens.
That's a pretty good game.
Jags at the Eagles. Eagles are 3-0.
Doug Peterson Bowl.
And the Jags are, well, you know, Doug Peterson revenge game. Listen, for Jacksonville, they've had no reason to be motivated the last 2 years. This is at least something that if they do love their coach, that team could sink their teeth into the, hey, this was the team that punted our guy that we now love and has got us going in the right direction. Is Jacksonville good, playoff good?
Oh, I think they are borderline playoff
good.
I'm
with you. To me, they have replaced the Colts. I'm sick of hearing about the Colts and their roster and new quarterbacks and blah, blah, blah. The Colts are the same team that they always have been, and I don't see that changing. This Jacksonville team looks like they might have something here.
They may have replaced the Patriots, and they may have swapped roles from last year with inept coaching hurting a young quarterback and one quarterback being able to sneak into the playoffs and one struggling with his coaching and his offense. But different story for a different day. This is a fun game because there were a lot of people that were trying to write off the number one overall pick from a year ago very quickly. And now I think people are like, okay, yeah, maybe he is a quarterback.
Even I waffled. I like everybody could admit going into the draft last year that Trevor Lawrence was the top prospect.
Yes, generational talent.
But I thought that year was so bad and it was so truncated that what a guy. And then I was like, every time Jacksonville came up, I was like, how come Doug Peterson doesn't get the job? And sure enough, it's been a great match for Trevor Lawrence. And again, even if he kind of hits a little bit of a ceiling this year, he's way better functionally on the field than what he was last season.
Yeah.
It's not even comparable.
He has physical tools to fall back on. He is a talented guy. And if you just average out the 2 years and say over the course of his first 2 years, this is what he accomplished, this is what he learned, he's laying the foundation. And then Jalen Hurts, I don't know where you've always been. I've always been a doubter.
I'm a doubter too. And even now, like, I know.
Be tougher to doubt.
You know what it is? He throws the ball at times. Like, it feels like you're watching Lamar Jackson. Whereas, like, with Lamar, he'll be 15 to 25, but it's big plays and it's 280 yards or something like that. Or, I don't know. There's something about, like, I don't know why. I just can't explain why I'm not all in on Hurts.
And they have a pretty good all-around offense now. You bring in Brown, Devontae Smith, right? Miles Sanders, not great, but they're like They're putting together an offense. Sirianni, you brought up, is he a good coach, a great coach, a young coach?
I'll tell you what some of it is, too, in Philadelphia. They have done a good job of muddying the waters for all of us on the outside because they had Wentz, they went it with Foles, then they moved on from those both of those guys pretty quickly. Then he got Hurts in there, and it was kind of herky-jerky in terms of, like, it feels like Philadelphia can't settle on what kind of quarterback they want. And I think that has kind of clouded my view a little bit of Jalen Hurts.
But I also forget the details. They have done a great job collecting assets. If Hurts isn't the guy, they can pursue the guy in a variety of ways with the first-round picks they have. So whatever they are now, even if they're not a Super Bowl team now, because they're off to a start that could say, is this maybe a Super Bowl contender? But even if they're not, they have the draft picks and the assets. If Hurts is the guy, well, now I can use those on everything else to fill out the rest of the roster around our young quarterback. They are trending in a very impressive direction. They don't have a great schedule. They're not in a great division. So some of those will play to
their division is very winnable for them.
Success. So, yeah, that's an interesting game of maybe like a reality check. Which one of these teams is more real?
At 4:25, we also have Denver at the Raiders and then the Chiefs at the Bucks to go along with the Patriots at Green Bay. All right, let's flush it. It's a Friday. Here we go. I'm sorry, boys. We have to do this. So that Andy Hart could crow that he got his parlay pick right. We were 1-3 in terms of our four-leg parlay yesterday.
Which means we were 0-1.
That's right. We were 0-1 overall.
Parlay missed,
but that's Andy. Right.
Which parlay leg missed. Of the which leg of the parlay
Doesn't
relay
matter.
Was accurate?
Doesn't
the one
matter.
That you tried to video veto, you boob.
Yeah, I tried to veto it because regardless of if it hit or not, Andy, it's still a stupid and inefficient pick to put in a parlay.
He is not wrong.
I thought the goal here was to win. Andy, don't get me wrong. We didn't win. We did not win.
No, but we didn't lose because of me.
I really hope that you went home and you took $10 and you placed it on that. You hit it. That would be great. I support that.
Then you would have won $55.
It is an inefficient thing to put in a parlay because of the magnitude of it on its own. You can just bet that on its own. You could have just bet the parlay money
on
its own.
Was I right?
It doesn't matter because all four legs have to hit.
Oh, it doesn't matter? Then why are we doing this? I thought we were doing this to try to
prove. How much money did we win, Andy?
We won zero. Because of you, and you, nothing.
Are you
because
on the
of
team?
Me, something.
Are you on the team?
Yeah.
Starting
and
Monday,
I got an
you
I in my team.
And when Keith takes that
me,
next
me,
week,
me.
When Keith takes that next week, it'll be Fitzy in that chair for the week.
That's fine. I'm just saying, I am on a heater. I am getting my picks right, and I was
right last night.
You can do my part.
Shime and Mutt's podcast they stole from me.
I am awesome. You are not. That's the bottom line.
Okay. Who has the second best record?
In what?
The picks. Read it.
I don't even
read
have a record.
Sheet. Read it on the sheet.
I'm not even included.
Read
I'm just
records.
Lumped in with somebody
read
else.
The records.
That's not what the state says.
That's a good line. I pass my Corey every time.
All right, let's get to
there you go, Andy. Your moment in the sun.
Let's get to our four leg.
I remember my first bet I hit.
Our four leg.
Or my third in 3 days.
Our four leg parlay here. Here we go
third
for
leg parlay.
Flush Fund Friday. So here's Andy Hart that's going to give you a winning singular pick. Go on.
Yeah, I am. I like to keep my picks interesting, local, not just be random. And I think the Patriots are in trouble on Sunday in Green Bay with Brian Hoyer. And the team that they are taking there. I'm not really buying
into.
Take
some WEEI.
I think.
Save some for the rest of us.
So I am I'm going 33-13 Patriots. I just made my pick on the podcast yesterday. So that's well over the 9-point spread right now. So I'm going to take the Packers to cover.
Packers -9. John, why don't we change it up a little bit? You go now.
Well, unlike Gresh, I think Lamar Jackson can throw, and he has thrown 3-3 and 4 touchdown passes this year. Yet for some reason, the over-under on Lamar touchdown passes is 1.5. So Lamar to throw 2 touchdowns at, I don't have it, I closed the sheet, I think it's +125.
+125, yep.
Yeah, I'll take that one, especially with the Bills secondary. Like, they were already hurt, and then they brought in Xavier Rhodes this week, and then he got hurt before they could even, before he could even go on the field.
Yeah, they're in trouble in the back end.
So I think Lamar, I think they'll maybe be better at containing Lamar, but then Lamar will show that Lamar can, in fact, throw the ball, and he will throw for 2 or more touchdown passes.
I'm taking the Chiefs and the Bucks. I'm going with the over. Over 46 points at -110.
This is an interesting play because the Bucks offensively have not been very good this year at all.
And defensively, they've been pretty good.
Right, but you can look at it two ways. It's two quarterbacks that if they just have good days, they're likely to get over 46.
Well, plus, Mike Evans is back, and Chris Godwin may be back.
Right.
For the Bucs. So that could change everything for Thomas
Edwards. If you give Tom Brady Mike Evans and Cole Beasley, he'll put points up if they protect him, you would think.
Let's go, Billy. I'm rooting for you.
Thanks, all right, and then I'm going to go in the world of college football. Oh. The Duke Blue Devils have actually gotten off to a good start. Now, I know I had Kansas the other day, last weekend, I do believe it was, where they ended up covering and sort of putting their flag in the ground. This, hey, the Kansas Jayhawks football, it's not the Charlie Weiss teams that you're used to. They're actually halfway decent this year. So is Duke. Some sneaky good wins early on. Give me Duke minus 2.5. I do believe at home against Virginia.
Who coaches Duke?
It was David Cutcliffe.
Yeah, he's not there.
Okay. No.
That's all I was sort of asking. I don't really need
to. Actually, you know what? Now that you say that, because I thought I.
Yeah, I
now
just
I gotta
was checking to see if Cutcliffe was gone and we've gone to a new era.
Mike Elko is the.
Oh, Elko.
Yeah. Old Elko
old
is taking
Elko.
Over. He won't be there long.
Most, I've never heard of him.
Most coaches that lead Duke to like 8 wins get big time, get better Power 5 jobs.
He'll be moving on
than Duke. All right, so your Flush Fund Friday, Duke minus 2.5, Packers minus 9, Chiefs Bucks over 46, Lamar Jackson over 1.5 passing touchdowns, $10 wins you a cool $156.55.
Not bad. Not the 7-10 we could have won last night if the three of yous guys had done your part.
It's over. It's in the past. We move on. Day by day, we're looking ahead.
Living in the past. The glory days.
I can't wait till Andy's back and he misses his first pick on these parlays.
I hope you're awake at 10 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Sooner or later, I'm going to miss one. I can't stay this hot for this long.
You got
something. Sun's been burning for some time.
Oh, yeah. Sun's out, buns out. You got something is next.
Original. W-E-E-I.
W-E-E-I.
New England Sports Original.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No matter where you work from these days, take Gresh and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app. Favorite WEI.
What a day we've had here on Gresh and Keefe on this Friday. 1:48, Maloney, Fourier, and Mego coming up next. Time for You Got Something. Sponsored by Unified Office. If you run a business, you know the rough impact the labor shortage can have on your customer's phone experience. Unified Office specializes in keeping businesses from losing incoming customer calls and revenue. Learn more at unifiedoffice.com. Billy Lanny, what do you have, friend?
I do, and this one was pretty funny and also pretty timely. So early when Andy was talking about candy corns, New York Post sent out this article at 12:37. It's like a half hour later.
Were they listening?
Candy corn have been recalled in parts of New England.
Son of
Uh-oh. What happened?
There's been a massive recall because some of the batches, quote, contained undeclared eggs.
Excuse me? What?
What does that mean?
Undeclared eggs.
What
so
does that
apparently,
mean?
Apparently, if can these eggs aren't declared, you can't guarantee that it's not going to trigger an allergic reaction. So they found out that there were undeclared eggs in the recipe.
Wait, so normal eggs? Like
egg. Regular egg. Yeah,
oh,
regular
oh,
egg.
Oh, my mind was everywhere like
oh,
spider
no, no, sorry.
Eggs.
Declared, though?
I was thinking like random animal eggs.
No, like the eggs that they use apparently didn't pass inspection. So they had to pull them all off the shelf because it could cause
an allergic reaction. The people with the egg allergies just not eating candy corn anyway because it contains eggs?
Yeah.
All right, leave them on the shelf then. What's the issue?
I'll eat them.
Well, I've never looked at the actual.
Then I got nothing.
Well, I've never.
Why is everybody crapping all over his candy corn story?
I thought it was timely. I thought it kind of worked out. The article literally came out a half hour after you praised candy corn. That's why I went with it.
So I've never looked at what's in candy corn. I had no idea.
I thought it was your sugar.
I thought it was sugar, corn syrup, something gross. Form it
apparently,
up and
candy corn. Orange dye number 72.
And apparently declared eggs, because if they're undeclared, you got to take them off the shelves.
It's like when you come back from like a foreign country. You better declare that or you could be in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Sean.
Candy corn's caving to the liberal agenda.
He's such an idiot.
He'll still run down to the store after Andy. It'll be like a Choco Taco situation. Get him before they get rid of him.
Well, can I like buy him a discount and just promise like I'm fine with it? Like, just give me the cheap candy corn? Like,
yeah, no, I'm good. Trust me.
75% off?
They gave like the number, like the SKU number or something like that to look for, but whatever. Just buy
there's
him
it.
And get sick.
Hold on.
There's
I might have
already ate him. Gonna blame something else. Then.
There's expensive candy corn? You said you want the cheap candy corn. What is there, expensive candy
Inflation
corn?
Has hit candy corn as well.
It's a little gold nugget in them.
It is expensive. It is more expensive than it used to be. I know, because I grab them when I go by the register at, like, the pharmacy.
Oh, God. John, you got something?
Yeah, so I am going to the Bruins preseason game tomorrow at 1 p.m. And after I bought the ticket, those little hooligans go and announce that the Bergeron and Krejci lines are playing. So I don't know if prices went up a bit after that, but I got it at a locked-in rate of $29 plus fees at the time. So David Krejci's first time, plus another $50
I was gonna
fees.
Say, doubled the cost of the
plus
ticket with
$40
fees.
For two beers, plus going to the Harp before, plus going to the Harp after. So it'll end up being like a $300 day when all is said and done.
Preseason.
But then David Krejci will be the first time he steps on the ice. I'll get Johnny Beecher will play. One thing that is so the third line is not playing, but a sort of development of this preseason that we talked about earlier in the week is AJ Greer, and it does appear that as of this moment there's still three preseason games, three or four left. AJ Greer appears to have supplanted Trent Frederick as the third line left wing as of now. So the third line appears to be the Coyle Greer Smith line as we speak right now. But Jakub Zboril, another big story coming off an ACL. He was playing well, tore his ACL. He's had a monster camp. Hope to see him on the ice, but I'm not really sure about that one yet. But yeah, three games left, so I'm excited. Andy, what do you got?
So do you guys know flags very well, foreign flags? You watch the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, for example, and you're like, oh, there comes Botswana.
Believe it or not, watching UFC, I've learned a lot about flags because they'll put the flag of the person or the country they're from, and my kid normally tells me all about them.
Well, then you'll be good to go watching the Patriots over the next couple weeks, because Patriots players will be donning country-specific decals, the flags of their heritage, basically, as part of the international diversity.
America, America, America. America.
What's the flag of Festivus? Because remember Frank Costanza? Festivus is your heritage.
And I've realized I don't really know a lot of the flags that I see on the Patriots.com has a photo gallery of all the helmets. They have an American flag on top and then some other flag down below.
All right.
And I'm pretty much O for all of them. Like Josh Uche, what is that, Gresh?
I think that's Jamaica.
Okay, Josh Uche, according to Gresh, has Jamaica.
I think that is the Jamaican flag.
So then
sure.
Devin McCourty would have the same, right? That's the Jamaican
I
flag?
I think so.
Yeah, what do you got this one
like
for Kendrick Bourne?
Flags.
I don't know.
See? So take a look at the back of Patriots helmets this weekend in Green Bay and see if you can play Guess That Flag.
And then finally, for You Got Something, a woman was charged with forcing a man into having sex. Has been found not guilty after she told a jury she was too lazy to overtake him. 30-year-old Imogen Brooke, I-M-O-G-E-N, I'm going with the best I can, was accused of pinning down the man at her Southampton, England home after they met on an online date. According to the victim, Brooke was allegedly very drunk and horny, in quotes, when she suggested they make the sex and refused to take a no for the answer. The prosecutor said after some drinks, they went up to bed where what he, the alleged victim, wanted was to go to sleep. Miss Brooke wanted to make the sex and was pulling his arm, eventually pulling him onto his back.
That's not my arm.
The alleged victim claimed that Brooke was quite a lot bigger and stronger than the man. She, according to court documents, weighed in at 336 pounds, and the ruling was he couldn't get out from underneath.
Oh, poor guy.
But yet she was too lazy, so I don't know how they figured that out.
But what did he expect when they had drinks and headed up to bed?
I'm assuming he thought he was going to get to take a nap.
I don't. So mean she's a real large woman.
She's a large woman, Glenn, but I don't want to shame the victim and blame Tua for his head injury like Gresh wanted to do in hour number one.
I did not blame him.
But you had drinks, you met, and you headed up to the bedroom. I mean, what were you looking for?
Yeah, no, if you're looking to go to bed, you need to just find a way home.
Yeah, go home. Unless she had him by the arm, we're going with.
The third leg of the parlay.
Well, now, well played, John. And that is it for us. Sean and Billy produced it. If something went wrong,
giggity, giggity, that's all, folks.
Blame them. I will be back on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. with Wiggy for WEEI Football Sunday. Andy Hart and Fitzy will have you after Patriots and the Packers right here on Sunday on WEEI. Marloni, Fourier, and Mego are next. Keith will be back on Monday, 10 a.m. Don't be late.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.